Do you want to learn more about the legal nitty-gritty of land laws? Benefit from our programs at Witness Radio. We will teach you how you can protect your land from land grabbers. Are you a human rights activist? Do you want the voice of the voiceless to reach the authority responsible? Tune in to the People's Radio, Witness Radio. Listen to Witness Radio addressing land issues in your community on matters of land development that do not affect the people and the environment.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Good morning, Uganda. Good morning, Africa. And thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio. This is The Dawn, and we're here to kickstart your day every Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. Kindly follow us on all our social media platforms like X, formerly Twitter, at Witness Radio, on Instagram at Witness Radio, and Facebook at Witness Radio Uganda. You can tune in live on our website at www.witnessradio.org. And in case you'd like to chat with us, please do so through our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or you can call us directly on +256 414 697 221. Coming up is Peace and Love by Yemi Alade and Ziggy Marley. My name is Eunice. Once again, good morning.
Africa, oh, peace and love in Africa, peace and love, Nigeria, oh, peace and love in the whole world.
Why be singing in the streets and dancing? Let be jumping in your heels and clapping. Let other kids in the street be laughing. And everybody feel the joy of that morning. Anywhere you go, you must come back. No matter religion or your culture, living a good life is an almost something. Woman, no cry no more.
Yeah, me I'll be there for you. You're not alone, my brother. You're not alone, my sister. You're not alone, nah, nah, nah.
Struggle for the art is where the conflict starts. And when the sound blows, a message has been sent. Wipe their head from our hearts, sisters. Yeah, everyone gonna do their part, my brothers.
Living a good life is an almost something. Woman, no
Witness Radio, where your voice is a weapon. Justice for all.
Witness Radio, it called David Winch, Mumbereno, it will say me Yokuanti, Puago Baganizwa Kumataka, Gatuina, and Naku. Ne Witness Radio, a Gizza Tuza Mesuvi, Noctu wa Missoma Genja Uru. Ekikwatagana n'eddembe lyaffe ku mataka, ekikwatagana n'obutonde bw'ensi, ekikwatagana n'embeera y'abantu na butya bwe tuyinza okubeerawo.
Tune in today. Witness Radio, shining the light.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
All right, welcome back from that short musical break. You are still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, the only station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. Do not forget that you can catch us live on our website at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. Now starting, the Entebbe Chief Magistrate's Court has issued an arrest warrant for Haj Muhammad Kamoga, the proprietor of Kamoga Property Consultants, after he failed to appear in court to answer charges of forging a lawyer's practicing certificate and other related documents. The warrant, signed this morning by Grade 1 Magistrate Edgar Tusime, directs police to arrest Kamoga by October 6th. 2025. Kamoga faces multiple charges of forgery, including allegedly falsifying the stamp and signature of lawyer Lonan Kamwesiga, which purportedly enabled him to fraudulently acquire 200 acres of land in Garuga, Entebbe. Investigations by the Criminal Investigations Department, CID, indicate that Kamoga in 2021 forged several land transfer forms and a lawyer's practicing certificate to unlawfully transfer land ownership to his name. The forged documents reportedly bore the names of Bibangamba Peter and advocate Nkamwesiga Lona, both of whom have denied signing any such documents. Authorities allege that the disputed transactions took place at the Wakiso Lands Office in Busiro, particularly involving plots in Busiro Block 435. In one instance, Kamoga is said to have fraudulently used a forged transfer form to register land under instrument number WBU0028515. Investigations claim he presented the forged documents to the registrar of titles in an attempt to secure ownership through false pretense. The case has now been taken over by the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, reflecting increasing concern over fraud and forgery in land transactions across Uganda. Kamoga faces substantial penalties, including imprisonment under the Penal Code Act. Authorities have urged the public to remain vigilant and report any suspected land fraud to law enforcement agencies.
Wake up to the stories that matter most. Land, people, and the environment. Tune in to The Dawn at Witness Radio, your morning companion bringing you fresh, reliable news and insights on land rights and environmental issues from across Africa. From the struggles of farming communities to the victories of climate justice defenders to the hidden stories of land grabbing, you'll hear it all first thing in the morning. Join us every morning starting at 5 to 6 a.m. East African Standard Time on Witness Radio for The Dawn. Stay informed, stay inspired, and rise with the truth. The Dawn at Witness Radio. Shining a light on land and environment in Africa.
This is Witness Radio, connecting indigenous and local community voices.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
All right, welcome back from that short break. You are still listening to The Dawn, only here at Witness Radio, the only station that connects local and indigenous communities across the globe. Do not forget that you can catch us live on our website at www.witnessradio.org or by visiting the Google Play Store and downloading the Witness Radio app. Moving on to the western part of Uganda, residents along the 8.4 kilometer Kabale Kabale Lake Bunyonyi Tourism Road are accusing contractors of extending markstones beyond agreed boundaries, sparking fears of illegal land acquisition and unfair compensation. The road, launched on June 14th by Deputy Speaker of Parliament Thomas Taeba and Works Minister Jeno Katumba Wamala, is being built by Egyptian firm Samkrit Egypt Engineers and Contractors. It is expected to take between 18 months and 3 years to complete. Several residents accused officials of making them sign compensation documents without clear explanations. Residents say that the demolition of houses and loss of agricultural land has left them stranded. The community liaison officer Brian Nicholas Okabachi said Samkrit had cleared bushes and began works up to 5 kilometers from Kabale town, but admitted challenges remained that include unresolved compensation issues. Okabachi denied accusations of land grabbing, saying extended pegs were meant to provide sufficient working space. From the government side, Ingenia Allison Abenawe, the Works Ministry's Kabale station manager, confirmed most residents had been paid but also acknowledged disputes. He assured alignment would be reviewed and landowners' concerns addressed. Despite the government's assurances, residents say compensation and communication remain inadequate. They are demanding a transparent process that protects livelihoods as the road intended to boost tourism at Africa's second deepest lake progresses. Let's get into a short break. Thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio.
Breaking the silence and elevating community voices.
Witness Radio, thank you so much. You have become our voices. Nobody would know what is taking place because for a long time we had not known what was going on in Kiriandongo, what had taken place in Mubende, because the grabbers operate at night when people are asleep. But you have done a lot.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Listen to Witness Radio and gain knowledge about land and environment injustices.
Land gives us identity, belonging, and security.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Thank you for staying tuned to Witness Radio. You are doing a really great job that we highly appreciate. The Dawn is always here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. And we are always delving into the latest issues that shape our communities. Now in South Sudan, women land rights have been a great challenge that has led to suffering and homelessness of women, especially widows. Many widows who lost their husbands during conflicts are facing another struggle. They fight to keep or reclaim their land. Customary practices and weak enforcement of laws often leave them vulnerable to eviction and land grabbing. Trangpelina Pony, a widow in her late 70s, lost her husband. She now lives in a safe house after being denied her family land as she continues to seek justice.
Ya de pida tai ujolo mapi alegae nana ma ya tai de bini ya tai de jaroa.
These children are under my responsibility, and there is no any other person that will help me take care of them. The safe house owner found me when I was living under a tree on my very land. Betty brought me here, Dot, with the kids. Then later she built me this house here. My husband's health later worsened and lost his life in this house.
Wole pejulu alige yuba na galana nesibato mapi. O gabila tarajentai de enta.
My in-laws abandoned me. My husband's relatives are all gone. My own relatives are no more. I was the only one left with my husband that died. If my husband did not die, if my land was not grabbed, I was in line. The land would help me, but it was all grabbed from me. I don't even know who the land grabbers are. Now I'm with a weak waist. What will I do?
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
Dorothy Drabuga, the chairperson of the South Sudan Land Alliance, says many widows continue to face serious challenges despite constitutional protections.
In South Sudan, the customary laws override the statutory law. So when you lose your husband, despite the fact that the transitional constitution of South Sudan, Article 16, protects the rights of inheritance of women, Article 16 states that any woman whose husband is deceased has a right to inherit the property left by her late husband plus the remaining heirs. But despite all these protections, you see that women's these widows' rights are not protected. We need to see how these existing legal frameworks are implemented, because first of all, the constitution, the transitional constitution 2011 as amended, protects the rights of widows, and then also the local government act protects women's rights. And then apart from that, we have the national land policy, the anticipated, right now it is at the parliament. I believe that if once this land policy is passed, it will help a lot, because this is a document that will be guiding, that will give guidance and also solutions to the problems that have been identified within South Sudan in as far as land is concerned.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
Witness Radio.
You're listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio.
Lawyers also agree that the Constitution and the Land Act already give widows the right to inherit and own land, but in practice, customs often deny them this right, as advocate Kimo Ajing explains.
Widows' rights to land and inheritance has been provided in the Constitution of the South Sudan 2011 as amended 2018. In the Constitution, we will find the Bills of Rights. This is where the Constitution specifically stated that every person shall have the right to acquire or own property. And when we talk about or speak about everybody, it means that whether male or female, whether widow or widower. So their rights are spelled out clearly in the constitutions. In the Land Act 2009 provides for the equal rights of women. And by speaking about women, women will include widows. So they have a right to own lands, they have a right to inherit lands after the deceased of their or the passing on of their family or family members or husbands. So those rights are clearly specified in the Constitution and in the laws of South Sudan. The Local Government Act of South Sudan 2009, you will find also in section 109 and 1010, the section, these two sections specifically talks about women's rights to equality, to own land, to inherit, just like men or male persons in the family. In South Sudan, we have got a very strong customary law which people go by. People go by the customary law when it comes to inheriting. Like when somebody dies, then we'll consider the widow becomes a dependent. She will not become a responsible person to take over the responsibility of the family. The responsibility will shift from the dead husband to another immediate male in the family. So the widow will be considered as a dependent. And as such, she cannot access her rights in most of the time.
The National Minister of Land, Housing and Urban Development, Michael Chanje.
In 2021, His Excellency the President formed a committee under my chairmanship and co-chair by the governor. That committee was to deal specifically on the issues of land grabbing and informal settlement. That committee is on process up to today, and we have held so many meetings, and our objective is to stop this rampant land grabbing and make sure that legal ways of obtaining lands are properly followed.
The minister also urged citizens to follow the right procedures when acquiring land.
The people should follow the right procedures and make sure that they obtain land illegally. Because, you know, you can grab as much as you can, but if you don't have papers, it will not serve any purpose, especially when you are in need of developing the land. A land without title deeds is not a good property. It is not a good property. A property that you can call yours is the one that has clear documents and proper title deeds.
Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing, or you're aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765, or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us as the sun rises. You're listening to The Dawn, right here on Witness Radio.
And that story brings us to the end of our program today, The Dawn. And do not forget that we are here every Monday to Friday from 5 to 6 a.m. East African time. In order for you not to miss out, please visit our website at www.witnessradio.org to listen, or by simply downloading the Witness Radio app from the Google Play Store. However, in case you have any comments or interactions, do not hesitate to reach out on our WhatsApp, which is +256 745 965 765, or by directly calling us on +256 414 697 221. My name is Eunice. Once again, good morning.
Thank you for listening to The Dawn at Witness Radio. Catch us live every Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Don't miss. See you next time.